Emil, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here, Jane.
You have much going on these days, and you're part of a show on right now at the Ohio Arts Council's Riff Gallery in Columbus. I want to ask you about that. But first, I know you want to discuss the nature of the paintings you have just shown at Wave Gallery in Camp Washington. You call those paintings portraits of scientists, and you've said that you're very excited about this work and its development. What's going on there?
I really appreciate you asking. So Wave Pool Gallery is run by Cal and Skip Cullen, who I knew from Cincinnati, and then they moved to San Francisco and lived there for a time and were very successful in the arts community and have since moved back. And their gallery does a lot of great work with outreach in the community in Camp Washington. So I was happy to get a show there because it's not normally what they do. They don't normally show, you know, just paintings or one artist or two artists. So I approached them with a proposal, partially because their space is very beautiful. It's an old firehouse. But the new work that's in that show is paired with an artist from Minneapolis, Matt Yeager, who's a fabulous sculptural painter. He did his MFA at Virginia Commonwealth, I think a year ago. And I saw his work in New American Paintings and contacted him, and he was very receptive. And so that's what the show is. It's our work together. His paintings are physically sculptures, but they're painted on and they operate between painting and sculpture. My paintings are definitely paintings. They're very traditional in the sense that they hang on the wall. But I had a change in my work recently when I started thinking about the surface of the painting, the actual support of the painting as a body. So I've always been a figurative painter, but now I'm thinking more of the support of the painting as being the figure. And then that changes my whole ownership over how I proceed in the painting. So if someone is a painter who's traditionally figurative, making images, pictures of things, then those pictures are arranged within a rectangle or whatever shape the artist is using. And the artist is placing them in that space. And so the viewer sees the nameable objects in the painting, and they respond to them within the space of the painting. But I wanted to feel like I had more ownership about the whole engagement with the painting itself as a physical object, but also as a metaphor for the body. So I've been working with the idea of the picture plane, which is an old idea that has to do with perspective. And I've been making panels for my painting, supports out of wood, that have multiple subtle choices I can make about where the picture plane is. So they're rectangular, but I can draw grid lines on them that respond to the outer edges of them. But then I have subtle inset secondary rectangles inside the larger rectangle that I could also use as a picture plane. This means that when I compose the painting, I'm having to react to this, and the space becomes much more flat in a certain way, but also something that feels like it's inherently precious and charged with tension. Every inch of it feels important. So then when I put something strong like an image, a person, into it, I have to balance very carefully how the person and the space interact, which reminds me of how I feel in the world and how other people operate in the world, which is that we're always negotiating barriers and spaces that we operate within. So the painting has become closer to an experience that feels like a real experience to me, which is exciting.
The Ohio Arts Council show, which will be open through March 23rd, is called Go Figure, so is obviously a figure show. The news release describing it said that the exhibition presents the human form as a narrative vessel. What can you tell us about that show?
So it's a mix of artists. It's been curated by Charles McSweeney, who is an emeritus professor from Ohio University. And I received, I believe, an email from him through my website because he knew my work. The Ohio Arts Council supports amazing arts opportunities in Ohio. Everything from the biggest things you can imagine, symphonies and the ballet, things like that, and museums, all the way to individual artist grants. But they have this wonderful space near the sort of government center in Columbus where this gallery is, the Riff Gallery. And in the show, There's a mix of artists who work with the figure. So myself, artists from other parts of Ohio, even smaller parts of Ohio. So I think I'm the only artist from Cincinnati, but there's an artist from Cleveland, an artist from Ripley, Ohio, who's my friend James Oberschlake, who's a wonderful painter, went to graduate school with him, and other artists. But what's nice is that, so we all work with the figure, but I think that we all approach it distinctly differently. And the work appears very different. Some of the work is very traditional and kind of photorealism done through a personal lens. Other work is completely abstract or nearly abstract. Some of the work is engaged with contemporary technology, digital process. Other works are like my own, paint on wood and linen surfaces. And the works that I have in that show are part of a series of paintings I did that were based on the polar bear swimming in Russia on the Feast of the Epiphany that takes place every year. So I was raised Catholic. I've always been interested in these rituals. And the paintings in the show are kind of baptism paintings, and they're all of men swimming in various states of undress and engaged with this activity that's both kind of vulnerable and physical and also spiritual.
You said that you're interested in connecting with artists from around the country and around the world, and your website mentions an upcoming exhibition in St. Petersburg, Russia. Show is called Fresh American Paint. What can you tell us about it, and how did you come to be part of it?
Well, this show is actually an opportunity in Russia that originated in Cincinnati. This is not a result of me reaching out to someone living in Russia. You know, even though actually the New York gallery that I've shown with most recently is actually run by a woman who's Russian, Anna Zarina. And so it was kind of just a coincidence. But this show that is the one you're mentioning is actually through a student who was a graduate student at UC in the fine art department, Anastasia Yatsuk. She is a marvelous artist, but also a real connector. And she has business connections in St. Petersburg. That's where she has lived some of her life. And she put this show together, and it's of different artists working in paint from Cincinnati and farther flung around the nation. And there's a lot of energy right now around painting in the contemporary art world. And as a good business person and a dynamic kind of organizer, she's tapping into that and hoping to access a market that is not one that the rest of us access very often. So I'm excited about it. And I'm a little bit nervous. I've shipped my paintings around the world before, but never to Russia. I'm a little bit nervous about that too, because I know they're going on a container ship, and I'm imagining the container ship and the ocean moving and the painting shifting and cracking noises. But I think it would be great. Anastasia's an amazing artist and friend, so I'm all positive on it, of course.
Well, it's always interesting to see your work and to catch up with what you're doing now and what you have ahead. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Oh, thank you so much, Jane. I really appreciate it.
We've been talking with Cincinnati-based artist Emil Robinson, whose work can be seen currently in the exhibition Go Figure at the Ohio Arts Council's Riff Gallery in Columbus. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.